11 Conditions of Wudu. Certain conditions must be considered and observed in order to perform a correct wudu. The water in which we use for wudu must be tahir. Also, if one performs wudu with mixed water, his wudu is void. Likewise, he might not use usurped water, for example, water that has been designated for a certain group, which does not include him. If one does not know that he or she has used najist or mixed water, their wudu and any prayers that they performed with that wudu are void. The container that one uses to take water out of and perform wudu with must not be usurped. One must have permission to use it. In addition, the container that water is in must not be made out of gold or silver. As a result, if the water that one wants to use for wudu is in an usurped container and there is no other water, one must perform tayammum. One of the conditions of the parts of the body that are washed or wiped in wudu is that they must be tahir. But one must pay attention to the fact that the entire body must be tahir for prayer. If a part of the body, other than the parts that are washed or wiped in wudu, is najis, one may perform wudu and it will be correct. One condition of wudu is that there must not be any barrier on the body preventing the water from reaching the skin. So, any barrier that prevents water from reaching the skin, for example, the ink of a pen, such that the ink prevents the water from reaching the skin, or other examples including dough, chalk, oil, tar, mud, etc., must be removed before performing wudu. Tattoos and the whiteness that remains after using chalk are not considered barriers, and there is no problem with them being on the body. If one realizes after finishing wudu, or even after praying, that one of the body parts that are washed or wiped in wudu had been najis or had a barrier on it when the wudu was performed, they must make that body part tahir or remove the barrier, then perform wudu and then the prayer again. One's wudu in prayer is not correct if the parts of the body that are washed or wiped in wudu are najis or have a barrier on them. One who performs wudu must perform it with the intention of getting closer to Allah and obeying His orders. So if one performs wudu with the intention of showing off to others, cooling down or leisure, their wudu is void. However, it is not necessary that one pronounces their or intention out loud. One that is able to perform wudu on his or her own must not receive assistance from others. There is only one exception, and that is if someone pours water into another's hand. In this case, there is no problem. However, this act is makruh. If someone is not able to perform wudu without themselves, they must receive assistance, but they must make the intention of wudu. The person helping must wipe the other person's hands and feet with the handicapped person's hands. If this is not possible either, the person helping must obtain wetness from the handicapped person's face or arms with their own hands and wipe the handicapped person's hands and feet with this wetness. It is an obligatory precaution for the handicapped person to perform tayammum afterwards. Another condition of wudu is that its specific order must be observed. What is meant by this is that one must wash and wipe their different body parts in the order that was mentioned earlier. According to this, if one performs wudu without observing the order in which it must be performed, it will be void. Unless one starts over from the part that was washed or wiped out of order and from there continues performing wudu correctly. The parts of wudu must be performed consecutively, one right after the other. Therefore, much time should not elapse between the parts of the wudu in a way that the previous parts washed dries completely. Or as some marjas say it, it takes the person out of the state of wudu. According to this, if one walks between the different parts of wudu in a way that it can be said that he is still performing wudu, his wudu is correct. But if the previous part that has been washed dries up because of hot weather, there is no problem and wudu is correct. Another condition of wudu is that water should not cause the person who is performing wudu any harm. The last condition of wudu is that there should be enough time to both perform wudu and pray before the time of prayer finishes. So one must perform tayammum if his time is so little. If he performs wudu, he will not be able to pray the whole prayer or even parts of the prayer in its designated time, unless it takes the same amount of time to perform tayammum as it does wudu.